And welcome back to the Doorcast, exclusively recorded in my mother's attic, found on Spotify Podcasts. Let's dive in. And welcome back to the Doorcast, exclusively on Spotify. Today we're going to be interviewing Bobby Bottles, aka Rob Baseball 98, if you want to add him on the Fortnite servers. But you and I both know him as Rob Shart from Marist College.
What's going on?
Rob, let me ask you, just on the onset, do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
Wow, it's a great question there. How about we go eat at Dorsha tonight? Would you like to go eat at Dorsha? I got a reservation for two. I know the guy who owns the place, so why don't we just walk right on in? We don't need reservations.
Do you see yourself as a Patrick Bateman type character?
I feel like that'd be illegal to say.
No, you're fine. you can say that you have Patrick Bateman type characteristics rather without admitting to you doing anything illegal. But you do mention
murdering a cat.
You do mention American Psycho to me a lot. Like, I don't think we've ever had a movie. It is a great movie. I don't think we've ever had a conversation though where at one point or another you didn't do an American Psycho impression.
Hey, Hamilton, have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. But basically, let me ask you, have you been? I know we haven't seen each other personally in a while. The whole pandemic kind of threw a wrench into those gears. Are you still driving the Jeep?
I am still driving the Jeep. Can't wait to take the doors off and top off this summer. Gonna park it right on the beach, read a couple books this summer. You know, I got it all planned out. I'm excited.
You a big nonfiction guy?
Biographies.
Really?
Yes, but I do like nonfiction. Last summer, I read some Jurassic Park, some Jaws. It was a lot of reading last summer. I'm not going to lie.
The novelizations of those books?
Oh, yes.
Or the novelizations of those movies, rather?
I did, yes.
Really?
I did, and they were so much better than the movies.
Dude, that's... Yeah, you know what actually
it's
is a...
not even close.
You know what's a really good story if you read it, but then you watch it as a movie and it's really bad?
Great Gatsby.
You know what else is a really good story if you read it, but it's a terrible movie if you watch it?
Hit me.
The Phantom Menace.
I was watching your TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
And I saw you say that. I have the book. I have all the books.
It's really
I've
good.
I've never read them.
So a couple summers ago, I was in New Paltz. This was freshman year at Marist, and I was in New Paltz for whatever, and they have these old bookstores. It's a very like crunchy town, lots of record stores, coffee shops, things like that.
Nice.
And I found this copy of the Phantom Menace novelization at a bookstore, and it was from like someone signed their name in it in 1998. It was very cute. Made me like feel like I was in
middle school.
No, it made me feel like I was an American Pie because someone from 1998 had that. Or 1999, I apologize. And I read it, and it's fantastic. It was so good, in fact, that I DM'd the author on Twitter. Just to say to him, like, I don't know how you turned this mess of a story into something amazing, but you really killed it, dude.
Did he ever answer?
He liked it, and then I looked him up more, and he's this big fantasy author. So kind of think.
Well, at least you got a like back, you know? That's kind of huge.
Think Lord of the Rings, think like elves and dwarves and goblins and whatnot.
So like me.
Which one are you?
I'm a dwarf.
Yeah, okay, sure. Just because of the beard, right?
Yeah, and I played a dwarf one time in my middle school play.
What play was that?
Snow White.
Wait, there's seven of them. Which one were you?
All right, what would you think?
Is Sleazy one of them?
No, Sleazy, that's Sleepy.
Scummy? I've never seen...
No, I was happy.
You were happy?
I was happy.
That's fair.
So you think that's a fair assessment? Yo, what's up?
That's a fair assessment. What have you been up to since, I guess, coming home from college? I know you've been working. You've been doing any projects, any kind of... personal reflection, stuff like that, working out?
Yeah, definitely. So I graduated and then I, you know, started my career off, you know, still interning, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. And once you start somewhere, hopefully it leads to something much bigger. And I'm very happy with where I'm at now, but, you know, we can always be better in the future. And yeah, I'm still writing my blogs with my friends and nosebleedsports.com. So, if you enjoy some opinions on sports, go check it out. But yeah, so once I graduated and my brother came home from school in January, and I really, he was going to the gym up at school, and then, he needed a partner when he came home. So I was like, oh, wow. Well, I haven't been to the gym since my freshman year of college. Maybe I should probably get off my fat ass and get to the gym. So I was like, you know what? One morning I told him, I go, I'm going to come to the gym with you. And he's like, wait, really? I said, yeah, it's time. I think, summer was coming. It was January. So I had summer on the brain, as I always do. And I was like, you know what, Chris, I'm going to come with you. I think it's time for me to get back into shape. So yeah, so
wait,
since
wait. This past January?
This past January, yes. Yeah. So January 2021.
But hold on. When I used my Lululemon discounts for you, that was pre-January.
That was pre-January.
That was pre-Christmas.
That was pre-Christmas.
Were you just, you wanted me to get them for you because I thought that you looked cool in them? Or
yeah, so I wanted I needed some new shorts. So
you weren't actually working out in them?
No, now I am.
Okay, but for that 2 month period, you were just wearing them.
No, I was rocking whatever I had from freshman year of college.
You were a Lulu liar.
I was a Lulu. Well, not at the time. I mean, I had two pairs of shorts, one shirt, and that was it. And then once you hooked me up, I became this Lulu aficionado.
Well, you're a Lulu legend.
I try. As I'm folding my Lululemon clothes right now, but it's the top of the line. Come on, Lulu, if you're really listening, thank you for making the best clothing out there. I can't thank you enough. But yeah, so back to the working out and everything. I started in January with a goal in mind of wanting to lose a couple pounds before summertime came. And then next thing I know, I'm down 20 pounds now. So I went from 178 to 158, 156 right now, and I'm very happy with what's going on. Yeah, so it's becoming thank you so much. It's become such an addiction that you just can't stop going, And then once you feel you missed a day, you're like, damn, I got to get back there because I just missed the gym. It sounds freaking weird, but
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound weird at all.
Even on the days off, you're like, I'm really regretting this. I feel like I'm missing. But yeah, so that's been my big thing recently is getting back into the gym because, when I first went to school, I was dealing with a lot of emotional stuff and I just wanted to get back to myself. And, I found happiness of going to the gym. And then once I found my whole group of friends and everything, you get lazy, you start having fun. And the next thing you know, the gym is the last thing on your mind because, you're looking for your internships, doing schoolwork and going out with your friends. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, well, whatever happened to, working out, goes down the drain. So now, I'm so happy that my brother came home from school and he's like, get off your ass. We got to go to the gym. So, now I get up every morning after work and I go to the gym by 7:30, 8 o'clock and I'm home by 10, and now I actually enjoy, nutrition.
Wait, hold on. You're there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you.
I do 30 to 40 minutes. 45 minutes of each workout, and then I head into core, try to crush core because, I was always very self-conscious about my stomach, being a shorter person. I was always like, oh my God, I'm stocky. And then when I grew up, in fifth grade, I always wore the husky pants, and, I was always so self-conscious about my weight growing up. And now I'm I'm actually happy with how I look for once in my lifetime, besides my freshman year of college, when I did lose a bunch of weight. And then obviously you're going out all the time at school and just eating like crap all the time. So I was like, all right, well, now it's time to make a change. And since I've made that change, I'm so much happier and it feels so good to actually care about your body and put your body first.
So let me ask you, you just mentioned two things that I wanted to circle back to, just because you said you were self-conscious because you were shorter, right?
Yep.
Do you think this past January, February, March, April, May, mm-hmm. because you've been going to the gym has kind of taken away from being self-conscious about things you can't change and has put all that energy into things that you physically can change?
Oh, for sure. Because I always looked at it this way. You could be the shortest guy in the world, but you can be the nicest guy. I mean, I feel like it could make a difference, but it also can't, you know? Like, for me, at least, I wanted to focus on myself, how I present myself, and how I felt happier, you know, once I started seeing results. You know, taking pictures of yourself when you first start, a couple weeks after, then more weeks after. And then once you start seeing the progress, you're like, damn, like, you feel good about yourself. And honestly, for me, I was like, whoa, like, this is fun. Like, I just can't wait to go to sleep, just to get up in the morning, just to go to the gym. And then, wow, you know, the 2 hours that I'm there, I'm happy that I'm there, and I can't wait for the next day after I leave.
That's, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That's an addiction. Yeah, but it's a good addiction. I mean, so you're a full-on gym guy now. Is that your
yeah, I mean, thing? Like, I get on my For You page on Instagram, I get a lot of, you know, those, what do you call it, the videos that come up that everything you like, and half of them are, like, gym posts now. So I'm like, oh, I guess I'm officially inducted into, like, the Gym Bro Society. But I'll never say I'm an actual gym bro because, nice, you know, I mean, I care about fitness and nutrition now, but, like, I never will be, like, the crazy guy that, like, you see who doesn't have a cheat meal or anything along those lines. I mean, I do enjoy having my cheat meals, like, once every couple days or so. But, you know, it's all about moderation and not being a pig, you know?
It's such a
it's growing up in an Italian household. It's hard.
That's true. Rob is very Italian. I've met his mother. They are very Italian.
We try our best. But yeah, so it was growing up, you know, surrounded by constant pasta and carbs, and you know, sometimes you just get big. But, like, I mean, I didn't look unhealthy. I was just always bigger bone than both my brothers. And, you know, I decided, you know, it's time to make a change and stick to one diet. And then you cut out some alcohol, and next thing you know, you're golden.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I showed a few weeks ago some friends a photo of you and was like, do you guys remember this guy from college, Rob?
Wow. And nice.
They were like, it was something you sent me, and I screenshotted it.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought it was, you know what it was? It was you actually at the Lululemon on Montauk.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And you sent me something with the caption, like, in your home or, like, in your domain or whatever, because I used to work there. And I screenshotted it, and I don't know why, I thought it was funny. And I was showing these people.
Probably was.
Yeah, why not? And I was showing these people, and they're like, oh, I don't really remember him. And then I showed them a photo, or a video rather, of you in my Jeep, driving my Jeep on the last day before the world ended.
Oh, wow.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, like it was yesterday.
I was wearing a neon yellow flamingo Hawaiian shirt.
Yep.
And you were driving my Jeep, and I showed them that video. And
really?
Yeah. And they said to me, wait, that kid? Is this kid in the photo? You're just like, they were like looking at the two photos, and this is not the same dude. And I was like, yeah, dude, it is. That's like the craziest part. And then this whole conversation turned into more a conversation about who's glowing up. I don't know what the proper
nice,
phrase
nice.
For it is after up. College. Yeah, yeah. And you were on that list. And wow. I will say a lot of people I've come across, or at least seen on social media, because I've seen probably 2% of all the people I used to interact with on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
have a lot of them have really poured themselves into not only just fitness, but into better diets, into better things. And if there's one silver line to come from all of this, I think that a mm-hmm. lot of people are doing, in fact, what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's, you know, it's very integral. And I do agree with you. I know a lot of kids from Marist who also, you know, I saw a couple of my buddies a couple months back. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, everything and how life's been. And a lot of them said, like, they got into fitness and now, you know, they see the differences. They feel the differences. And, you know, they look great. And you're like, wow, you know, it's something that once you get going, it's hard to stop.
It is.
I know it just sounds crazy, but I feel like, you know, the first couple, you know, weeks and months you're going at it, it's hard. You know, you're not happy with how you look, and you got to stay persistent. You want to just keep that positive outlook. And you're like, how do I keep myself wanting to go to the gym every morning when I'm not seeing those results? And then you take your pictures and you're like, whoa, I actually do see the result. And I mean, you don't want to be checking the scale every day, but then you check the scale once in a while and you're like, whoa, I see some results. And, you know, like I was saying about my friends too, like and our friends who started, you know, their fitness journeys after school and started caring about nutrition, it goes a long way. And when you have other people who are in it with you, it makes it that much easier and that mm-hmm. much more fun to, you know, go about it in your daily life. And I feel like for me, at least, like, it's great seeing, like, my friends from school who, you know, months back or like a couple of years back, you know, you're getting drunk on a Friday night with them having a, like, beers. And, you know, it was just unhealthy living at the time. But now it's like, it's great to see yeah. people making those lifestyle changes, you know?
Yeah. And it is truly a very social thing. I mean, I personally am not into the social aspect of fitness. That's mm-hmm. That's the one thing.
Oh, me either.
I have such social anxiety when I'm working out. It's, I don't even think it's anxiety. I forget how to speak to people. Mm-hmm. So people will come up to me and I'll get very confused at what I'm doing. And that's always been a thing. Like, from the time I was getting in shape to now, I can't yep. really hold a conversation with somebody while I'm working out.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I just like to go there by myself or with, like, somebody who's really close with me. So then I can just, you know, focus on what I got to do and not have any distractions. That's the way I feel. I always enjoyed, you know, working out by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at the gym, but, like, I know you were home, but, you know, at the gym, I do enjoy, like, being by myself. And, you know, occasionally you grab it, like, a spotter with you and have him push you, but, you know, being by yourself, I feel like you do accomplish a lot
yeah.
because you got, like, the no distractions. You don't want to, you're going there with a mission, and you to go about that mission, you have to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm the worst spotter ever.
Like, my brother called me the worst spotter ever too. So you're not alone.
What I do is I take the bar and I put it between my fingers, but I don't actually ever put any of my own weight on it I don't have any pulling weight, like pulling it up. So that yep. they're actually doing it themselves, but they think mm-hmm. they have someone saving them. And then by the end, if they're like, oh, that was, like, hard or whatever. Or by the end, they say, thank you. I was like, yeah, you know, I really didn't even touch that. That was all you.
And that's, like, the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's the greatest feeling ever.
And before we transition to, because I know you mentioned Maris just back, I'll tell you one more. I am so in my own zone at the gym when I'm working out.
Yep.
That I'm in my tunnel vision so much at the gym that I once had a friend from high school ask me a few years back, because we were both living and going to the same gym in the same area. He asked me if I would train him a few days a week. And I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I would, and it was in the summertime, I would go to the gym beforehand, do my workout. And
wow.
then, like, I'd go an hour before, so I'd be able to do my entire workout without him. And then I'd really? Work out with him, because I just wouldn't feel any sense of fulfillment or any kind mm-hmm. of
that's interesting.
Accomplishment. Huh. I cannot work out with people. Like, real life, I want to be as social as possible. I want to meet new people. I want to do everything I can. Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, it's you got to do what you got to do sometimes. And, you know, if it's being alone at the gym or doing your own workouts, it is what it is. You know your body better than anyone else. And the other person may not like their body might not react the same way your body will react on a workout. And, you know, everybody's body's different, and you gotta roll with those punches, you know?
It's listening to Hip to Be Square while deadlifting.
You know that.
I was surprised by that. I really did. I didn't think that listening to that goofy of a song, Huey Lewis in the News, while doing a really intense workout would work out, but no.
It did. No pun intended there.
So let's transition into the meat of this show. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. I'm really big into thinking about what could have been. And I don't think that's very healthy. I really don't. Because you can't go back. And so while that you're spending that time thinking, like, if I asked this girl out, if I, you know, talked to this person, if I made friends with this group, if I didn't spend so much time with this person, whatever, would my life be different? And it sucks because every single time you do that, you somehow think about a better life.
Of course.
And
you've all been there.
Yeah. And you, everybody has kind of lied on their bed and thought to themselves, like,
damn,
what did I do wrong? I wish I knew this. So a few of the prior episodes have talked about different things people would do. I know Emoji talked about flipping the script and trying new things and just taking a step back. Dan talked about trying to find a mentor, finding things that would make you less anxious. And then Sabelle made me realize that all my thoughts about thinking I was in the spotlight were in my own head, but also everybody was thinking that.
Yep.
And so I'm getting a really cool kind of breadth of different ideas people have about what they would have done differently. And so mm-hmm. the scenario that I'm kicking to you is, and you said you were in Champ, right?
I was in Champ.
So young Rob, 18, 19, is sitting in Champ.
Oh, boy.
He just took his housemate's noodles and threw them up against the wall. I did. Because
I thought they were mine.
Because you took his sandwich and you threw it up against
the wall. Yeah, I yossed that sandwich across the wall right at it. Nothing ever happened to it, though.
All right.
But it got yossed.
So, yeah, 20 minutes before this event happened, you're sitting in your bed, in your room, whatever, you're doing homework, and you right now, Mr. Jim, Mr. Biceps, has a job, is living an adult life, walks to the door and has 30 seconds to grab young Rob by the shoulders and say, you need to do this. You need to think this. You need to believe in yourself to be able to do X, Y, Z. You need to change your life to do this. And in that 30 seconds to a minute, you have to say something so important, so paramount, that young Rob is going to be influenced for the better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Wow. So, you know, I thought about this often because when you're young, when you're a freshman, when you're a sophomore, life goes by very quickly. And before you know it, you'll be graduated. And, you know, I always said, Rob, chill out, enjoy every single second, and don't act based on anger. Don't act based on being upset. You know, don't sweat the little things, because I felt like when I was young, I always sweat the little things. It drove me up a wall. I was always anxious. And, you know, I always want to be the most positive person, you know, out there. I want to be the friendliest person. I didn't mind, you know, going out and embarrassing myself ever. Like, it just never mattered to me. So that was never an issue with me.
I can attest to that one.
I never really cared about, you know, just being embarrassed ever, because I can go to the middle of a store and say the most random thing ever, and I don't care who's watching. But the one thing I always did and still do, but even when I was then, is don't sweat the little things, that it's all going to blow over. You know, what the main issue at the time is then, it's not going to be 2 years down the road. And I felt like, you know, moments like, you know, throwing my roommate's sandwich at the wall, that was just unnecessary at the time and stupid. And you're acting like a child, and, you know, you're young and stupid, and you're just acting on impulse. You know, just taking a step back in life sometimes and just saying, okay, that's not a big deal. This isn't a big deal. What are you doing? And for me, that was the big thing. And my mom still says that to me now. But I think, you know, when I was a freshman, when I broke up with my girlfriend, and like the second week of school, and I was like alone, I sulked. You know, I sat in my room. I couldn't go out with my friends. I like isolated myself, and I really regret that, because, you know, what could have been? I could have met, you know, different people early on in school rather than like people I had now. I'm not saying I wouldn't want those people. I'm saying I could have met more people. I could have introduced myself. I could have, you know, had a new relationship. You don't know these things until you sit back and you think about, oh, what could have been. But then after those events are gone, you can't sit back and say, oh, I wish I did this. It's gone. It's in the past. Gotta let it go. And to this day, I still think about stuff like that, because once it's in the past, there's nothing you can do about it.
It's true.
Focus on those mistakes you make and then go forward, because otherwise you're screwed. You're going to have a miserable life, because you're always going to want to focus on the what if. Focus on the now. That's why with me, myself, I always focus on having fun right now. I don't care who's around. I'm always going to have fun. If I have to embarrass myself to make somebody laugh, so be it. At that time, I want to make someone laugh. I want to, you know, bring a happy presence to other people. And that's it at the end of the day, for me at least. But so
how would you gauge the little things versus the big things? Because you mentioned breaking up with your girlfriend, what, freshman year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that, I would argue that that's a pretty... I don't know how long you guys dated. If it was like a month mm-hmm. or two, I'm going to recant my statement. But I'd argue that's a pretty big thing, especially for an 18, 19-year-old.
Yeah, so, I mean, it sucked, because like it was my first week of school. She FaceTimes me and waits till I get to school and then breaks up. So yeah, I was
broke
a little...
up with you on the first week of college?
The first day of classes, yeah. So like it was just constant bad storm after bad storm that just, you know, really upset me, and I was like in a really upset place. But, you know, once a couple of weeks went by and I just opened myself up to the people who I was around now, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be much happier when I just let it go. You know, instead of sitting down by the river every afternoon,
is that
crying
what
about? Yeah.
How much Blink-182 were you listening to back then?
Like always, all the time.
So much I miss you.
So much I miss you. Right, but yeah. But, you know, it just sucked. But, you know, now looking back on it, I highly regret it because, you know, you could have met someone better. And I did meet a lot of great people, and I'm so happy I did because I stepped back.
Let me ask you, are we focusing on not sweating the small things, or are we focusing on – oh, God. You know what I was just about to say? That's what hit me too. If you guys don't know this, Rob and I recorded an earlier episode that's yet to be released. We're going to release it at some time as a little surprise during a slow week one day of Rob's top five favorite Blink-182 songs. But that'll be a sweet little treat for...
Oh, yes, it will.
That actually hasn't even been edited yet. I haven't even taken a look at that. But
it's a good one.
It is a good one. It's a very, very well-constructed conversation. But so you're mentioning sweating the small things.
Yep.
And yet you're also mentioning living in the moment. And so in breaking this down and crystallizing it, remember, you have 30 seconds to grab
yourself. Don't sweat the small things.
That's it.
Oh, without a doubt. Gotcha. Because when you want to act on impulse, it's going to be idiotic. No matter how you slice it, how you dice it, it's going to be an idiotic decision. You know, that's it. So if I would have told myself, don't sweat the small things back then, I think, you know, you could be in a better place now. You don't know that. But right now I try to focus on, you know, not sweating those little stupid things. And I think it has affected me now. I don't let little things affect me. And, you know, if somebody's driving next to you and decides to flip you off, laugh at them. Don't get mad. Yeah, I mean, as much as you want to get mad, just you got to laugh about it. Some people are just miserable. And that's the one thing, you know, I just think of often is everything's going to be okay in the end. So just don't sweat it. So yeah, that's my mantra now. My mantra now, for sure.
Just don't sweat Do you think there's any correlation to those who don't know, Rob and I used to be a very serious Fortnite team.
And
I don't think we've played for a good 3 months. And I will say, just from talking to you for the past year, I think your attitude and your outlook actually has gotten more positive since you've stopped playing.
Oh, I bet.
Do you think there's any correlation between you just deciding to quit the game and becoming a happier person?
Yes. Quitting video games makes me extremely, extremely happy. Oh, you have no idea. I get very angry.
you quit across the board?
No. I've been playing MLB The Show. So it's like I'm not dying in that game where I have to get angry and yell at the TV.
But you're in competition with yourself in this one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Like at the gym, you're in competition with yourself.
That's a good point. You're always in competition with yourself. And
yeah.
I think that a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people are constantly, and it's indicative of being a young person, you're looking at the guy who your roommate's with. You're looking at the guy down the down the hall or whatever who's talking to that chick. And you're thinking to yourself, like, okay, well, now, subconsciously or not subconsciously, you're thinking to yourself, that guy is the benchmark that I need to get to. Or on the other hand, you're thinking to yourself, that guy is now my competition. I think a lot of people won't make friends because they see other people as competition. And disclaimer, I'm not talking about competition in any specific sense. I'm not talking about physical, about making more money, about who's getting, you know, more attention. I'm just saying that a lot of people will subconsciously see a person doing something and think immediately to themselves, that person is now not my enemy, but my competition.
Mm-hmm.
And those,
yeah, and truthfully, like I never really care about those people because at the end of the day, I'm not even kidding when I say it. I do care about other people like more than most people. But at the end of the day, I only care about me and how I'm going to make, and besides my family, how to make myself successful, more successful than the person that, you know, could be a potential competition. And I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important for every young person
to need a balance.
To have a balance, but to also, and I know internalizing is something that people use in a negative context, like, mm-hmm. oh, you internalized me saying that and you thought about it in a different light and now you're, I don't know, taking something too seriously. But I think a lot of young people should be internalizing the important things when they're in competition with themselves. Because,
yep.
And I see this indicative of social media, of, you know, TikTok's a really big one now.
No, TikTok is the worst.
he says that to me, and I am, in fact, a TikTok star. So we're going to have a conversation off camera after this. But I think that a lot of people don't know what they're competing with these days, because they go on their social media and they think to themselves like, oh, this is the best looking person who's wearing XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
My competition is now, alive. And it's now not to be my best self. It's to be
this
a
person.
Version of that. And I've always said, and I've been guilty of not doing this. I've been guilty mm-hmm. of trying my best, that if you try to be anything other than you, you're just going to be,
you're screwed.
You're going to be a cut rate version of whatever you're trying to be. And that doesn't matter if you're trying to act like someone, if you're trying to put on a new persona, if you're trying to be like someone you think is much more likable. I don't care if you wake up in the morning and decide that you're Vinny Chase, or you wake up in the morning and decide that your personality is now going to be skewed towards Jason Momoa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a cut rate version of that person where you
and it's could, not good.
Where you could be the prime USDA choice version of yourself.
Exactly. And I feel like people today, they don't know how to differentiate that. And the social media, it's a killer. You know, it's a killer for young people. You know, you feel like you're in constant competition with people who don't even know you. Why not just focus on yourself?
Absolutely.
Like it goes back to, you know, go to the gym, make yourself happy, do things that make you happy. Don't do things that could make other people happy. You know, at the end of the day, it's you versus the world. You know, your best friend at the end of the day could be like, listen, I got to do this for me. And then you could be sitting there like, oh, shit, I should have did this for myself instead of waiting, you know. And that's what it goes back to. Like, don't sweat what other people have to say about you. Don't sweat, you know, stupid things that you can't control. If somebody is, you know, naturally, naturally more, you know, good looking than you or stuff like that, you can make yourself into the best person. Change your personality. I mean, you don't have to go around being like, oh, F this, F the world. You know, make it about you at the end. Don't be greedy about it. But it's about, you know, making sure you're the best person you can be. And, you know, getting maybe sometimes step away from social media for a couple of days.
100%.
It will not hurt you. You know, 100%. I have done that in the past. And, you know, you feel pretty good about yourself at the end of the day. I'm not going to lie.
You see things that just bum you out. You like, and it's an addiction. It's an addiction to seeing things that make you feel, because some emotion's better than no emotion. And if any, mm-hmm. this pandemic has just been this kind of flatlining of emotion. But even feeling bad emotion at some points is better than feeling nothing at all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I always say this: use like the things that make you upset, and make them fuel you. Make them fuel you into a better person. Make them want to, you know, sometimes you don't want to, let's say, get up in the morning to do this, or, you know, stop and smell the roses for once and try something new. And I feel like people today are just, they're just always afraid of taking the next step. And social media has a lot to do with it. And, you know, just don't be afraid. That's my thing is just don't be afraid to take a chance. Yeah. Don't let social media consume you to make stupid decisions and make something you're going to regret down the line. Because if you're trying to copy someone else, you're going to most likely at the end of the day regret it. Absolutely. I'm sorry.
I mean, social media, like, and I remember a couple months ago, actually. Wow. This pandemic has made me lose sense of time. Like I've referred to things that happened like, oh yeah, I saw her recently. And it was like a person from college I haven't seen since sophomore year. but I remember there was a certain point where I was complaining to my parents because they're not huge on social media. Like my mother and my father run their Facebook and post something whenever they're on a vacation or wherever they're, you know, Italy mm-hmm. or St. John or whatever. And I'm explaining how I need to move out because I'm so unhappy and everybody is so happy and living their lives. This is in January, so I'm about to lose the temp job I was working at. I was about to lose all my stream of income, and I was seeing more and more people getting hired at that point. And so I was explaining to them, like, everybody's enjoying their lives. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's having fun, and I'm all alone. And they were like, Liam, and I love my mother because she gets to the point of things. She never, you know, she never beats around the bush.
Some mothers do.
Yeah. And she just goes, Liam, it's all bullshit. Like, you are being fed bullshit by people who want you to think that they're really enjoying their life.
Exactly.
And the
majority of the people who post, like, their lives, do you think they're actually happy or they're just trying to show off their life?
Absolutely. And the
could have been a little bit of both.
Funniest thing about that is within that week, right, I get a DM from one of my friends that I've worked on some film projects with, right, because I had been Denver. And he reaches out to me and he's like, dude, you're like firing off on all cylinders. You're traveling. You're doing different projects. That next weekend, he messaged me the weekend I had gotten back from Denver and I was doing another film project in the city. And he's like, you're firing on all cylinders. You're doing all this cool stuff. You're having a great life. What are you doing? And the whole time I'm like, whoa, he actually thinks that. And I'm more miserable than I've ever been. At this point I was like, I am more miserable than I've ever been, but someone is messaging me. And just from what they're seeing of my life, they're thinking to themselves, he's killing it. He's doing so well for himself. Like, my bank account was at $200.
Yep.
I was on by the skin of my teeth. I was lucky to get a job within the next 2 months, but I was unemployed the next week.
It's crazy how life works. You know, it really is crazy. But, it is. You know, thankfully that you're in the right place. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than when you're feeling confident about yourself. And to me, you know, what's better than that, you know?
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. We've talked about stepping back from social media. We've talked about stepping back away from all the things that get you hyper and get you kind of freaked out about what's going to happen and if it's going to matter in a few hours, a few months, a few years, whatever. So we've talked about the things that you wish you knew. And I've posed this hypothetical to Dan and Sabelle in the last two episodes, and I want to pose it to you as well.
Yeah.
So the past few episodes, I basically asked these people, I've told them a story about one of my friends from abroad where he said that if he had the ability to go back with all his mental faculties and with all of his knowledge to his body when he was a lot younger in school, how he would essentially rule the class and he would be so much smarter than everybody else. He would be so much more successful because he had all of his mental faculties. And on the surface, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Because you would be able to see things that no one else saw. You'd be able to pinpoint personality traits in people that they don't know they have, but you'd be able to take advantage of it. And most importantly, you'd be able to pull a Marty McFly type deal and change the future to benefit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, you could, I don't know, buy Bitcoin when it was 50 cents and be a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
But what we keep getting to at the end of all of these conversations is that if you were to do that from the start of your young adult life, so the start of you walking onto campus that hot August day, is that you would lose maturation and you would lose a lot of... Sabelle said it really well. She said that you would try to feel like a character almost, because you knew how you acted at certain points, so you would try to act it again. And it wouldn't be natural. So if you could, with your 23-year-old mind right now, go back into your 18-year-old body, and knowing full well that you became friends with this person, and you dated this person, and you did this class, and you were part of this sports program, or this journalism magazine, or whatever... Would you do it? Would you go back and pull a Days of Future? Oh, just no.
No. I'm here at the place I am now for a reason. And I'm very happy with where I'm at.
Okay.
You know, what if something I changed then would have made me miserable now? but it would have made me happier then. So no, I wouldn't change a single thing.
Really?
I enjoyed every second of college. I enjoyed the lessons I learned, good or bad. And at the end of the day, I won't change anything.
If I recall correctly, you learned some pretty hard knock lessons a few times.
Oh yeah. And you know, that's what's good about life. It teaches you lessons. And so I'm very happy with where I'm at today, and I won't change a single thing. You know, if you say I jumped and changed something, then it could have made me miserable, happy at the time, but it made me miserable now. You never know. So I wouldn't change a single thing, no matter what.
Interesting.
I know it sounds cliche, but you never know what, you know, life has in store for you and how things can change on a dime. You really don't. So at this point in my life, I'm so happy with where I'm at and, you know, the people I've met across along the way. And no, I don't think I change a single thing.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's conclusive. I mean, there's really not even a point to even debating that, really, because
yeah,
you're pretty staunch in your beliefs. So
yeah,
generally this is the point where you and I have a back and forth about that, but I don't even really want to, do that. I'm just going to accept that at face value. So
yeah.
So yeah, I don't think I'm really going to argue with your, with your lead in. Fuck, dude. That was really good. I got to backtrack because I'm going to have to cut a lot of this. That was really good.
Threw you off guard.
I will say what you just said threw me off guard, because generally there is a back and forth about what you would change and why you would change it. But you just crystallized to the point where
I can't.
You knew exactly what you wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. Like everything that's happened in my life has happened for a reason. I've had some horrible, horrible things happen in my life. But at the end of the day, you learn lessons. You want to change things, but say that change, you went and fixed that, right?
Yeah.
It could have made you into this person that you'd never even saw yourself becoming, you know, but at the moment right now, I'm as happy as I can be. You know, my life has been great. I was given everything I've ever needed. So yeah, I don't change anything. I'm happy with my career. I'm happy with my family. And at the end of the day, being happy is all that matters in life, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
For sure.
So we're coming to the mark towards the end, and generally it gets closed by talking about that hypothetical, but we can't really do that now because you shut that one down too early. So I want to ask you this. Are there any memories of college, any fun times that you remember that kind of surmise why you wouldn't have changed what you did? Or
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, being a freshman, like I was telling you earlier, breaking up my girlfriend, bad thing that happened. You learn from it. You grow from it. You learn not to cry over, you know, something like that happening. You learn to grow over certain scenarios. You know, and then going out with your friends every weekend. That's a great thing that happens. I've met tons of people overnight at one random night at a bar, you know.
Yep.
Even in classes, I never missed one single class at school, and I'm happy I didn't. I met people walking to class, just doing stupid things, you know, fun things. I barely missed any events at school. I try to do everything possible. The bad things that happen at school, you know, fighting with a friend, things happen, but they happen for a reason, and they bring you closer. And to me, that's all that matters. You know, you get close with friends, you get close with people, you professors and people who brought you along the way, and you're thankful to be where you are today. And for me, that's why it's like certain events, formals, Friday nights, Saturday nights, going to class, being in class. I love those things. And that's why I'm very happy with where I'm at. And I thank God and everything that's been along the way for me. And you know, that's it.
Well, I think that's going to bring us to the end. Before we close, I do want to ask you this, because this has just now been kicking around my brain for the past hour.
Hit me.
Rob, how the hell did we meet?
I don't know.
I think, if I remember correctly, did you and I just meet at a bar once and think we were friends?
I think that sounds about right, because I really and truly have no singular clue how I met you.
I remember going to class one day.
Speak, Yeah. He used to speak in the Lola Thomas basement all the time about Star Wars. That's all I ever knew.
And I remember going to class one day, seeing you, and I was like, oh, I know this guy. But for the life of me, and this was before anything like program-wise we would have interacted.
Yeah, I have no clue.
And I, Rob, for the life of me, I cannot figure out how we met. So I have to assume that we just maybe like we had a mutual friend and we assumed we knew each other.
Yeah, I that's what I'd assume. We probably had a mutual friend or something. But you know, I'm happy we've met. You know, we've been through a lot. We speak a lot. We have a lot of the same interests. So
yeah, well,
you know,
Fortnite.
That's
something that brings us Fortnite and Dean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If anybody doesn't know, Dean is the scourge of Staten Island, but that's for next episode.
Oh, yeah. He'd love that.
All right. So that's going to bring us to the end. This has been Rob Shart, a.k.a. Bobby Bagels, a.k.a. Rob Baseball, a.k.a. Bobby Bottles. Do you ever get tired of having that many names?
No.
Okay.
When I was born, my mom had so many for me. So, yeah. Okay. I love the nicknames. Bring them on.
So, Bobby, do you have anything to plug? Any shout-outs? Any people you want to say hi to? Anything like that?
I'd like to shout out to God, my mom, my brothers, my sisters, cousins, my uncles. And that's what they do at the like the drafts and everything when people get drafted. So I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
but seriously, I like to thank everybody who's helped me get to this point: teachers, parents, brothers, family, and professors, internships, everything along those lines. So yeah,
Rob, it's my podcast. You're not winning an Oscar.
I mean, listen, I'm winning an Oscar. I'm on this podcast.
you have any plugs for us?
Stay golden, pony boy.
That's a quote. Would you
no,
like?
I don't got it. No? I don't got any.
You don't want nosebleed on here?
I gave him a shout out earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody go check out Rob on Instagram, on TikTok, though I don't think his TikTok is currently active.
I'll be back eventually.
But yeah, this has been Bobby Bagels on the Doorcast telling you to not sweat the small stuff. Rob, thanks for coming out.
Liam, thank you so much, and thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, he's got a big Italian dinner to catch in the next 2 minutes. Yeah,
chicken cutlets, baby.
Yeah, get those gains, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Later, Liam. I'll talk to you.
Bye now.